Kentucky. Going to the hotline, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Taywan Taylor joining us. Taywan, as always, we appreciate our chats with you. Welcome back, buddy.
I appreciate it again, boss. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, I've been saying this, and no, I'm not getting paid by your agent to represent you on this one, but, you know, I was throwing this out early, knowing your speed, when you're healthy, it's like, you know, take chances every quarter, sending you down the field just to spread the offense. How would that make life better for you?
Oh, man, that'd be a dream come true, you know. That's part of the game, man. You know, that's what I like to do. But yeah, man, it's been fun. You know, we had a good couple of weeks. You know, we've been playing some good football. Everybody has been, playing together. And, you know, we just been playing motivated, you know, because we're playing for something. We got something that we're playing for. And we just been taking it one game at a time. You know, that's been the whole mindset as we close out the season. So we want to continue to keep that mindset.
You know, I was talking to Rashawn Evans, the Tennessee Titans rookie linebacker, talking about his progress from when the season started to where he is mm-hmm. today, and not having mm-hmm. to think as much, being able to react because of his comfort level. What's that been mm-hmm. like for you now that you're in your second year with the Titans, as far as your comfort level week in and week out? Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a great job of, you know, allowing myself to be more comfortable when I'm out there, because ultimately that's what it's all about, just being patient, letting the game come to you. I think that was one of the things last year that I try to, you know, put an emphasis on and, you know, focus up on every week was, you know, just my patience and my comfortability level while I'm out there. And last year, I think one of the things with me being a rookie was just trying to do everything so fast and just not make mistakes, not mess up, and just, you know, try to just win. But as I transition into this year, as I've gone forward and see the games and see everything plays out, I've noticed that, you know, it's all about patience. So it's one of the main areas that I've improved in, I would say.
You know, I know that you're now making a living in the NFL, but when I look at your playing days at Western Kentucky, when I see somebody with 253 catches with over 4,200 mm-hmm. receiving yards, that mm-hmm. tells me this is a person that loves going after the ball. And that's one of the things that I've noticed from an improvement standpoint. Not that you weren't doing it last year when you had the opportunity, but this year, I mean, you're throwing your body all over the place for mm-hmm. the opportunities to come down with balls.
Oh yeah, that's what it's about, boss. Absolutely, and that's just one part of the, you know, the whole process of, you know, completing the route, completing the catch, and, you know, you gotta be able to track the ball, and, you know, once you see it in the air, you know, you gotta do everything, you know, just to make that play. And that's you know, that's my whole goal. Every time I see the ball in there, I'm just thinking, like you said, go get it. And you know, that's the mentality you gotta have as a receiver. You see ball, get ball. That mentality, and, you know, that's one of the good things, you know, like I said, about trying to attack the defense and stretch them vertically, because, you know, we all have a chance to do it. All of our receivers, we all have people that's capable of making plays, so that's one of the good things about that.
Before the season started, the way I looked at the Titans' schedule, knowing that 7 of the first 11 games were on the road, 2 of those home games were against the 2 teams that were playing for the Super Bowl back in February, to me, it was almost like navigate the waters, put yourself in position going into the month of December, knowing that 4 of your 5 games are at home. So put yourself in a position going into the month of December to have the opportunity to make the playoffs. Well, we get into December. Now, the Jets, a feisty team, and I warned everybody about the Jets being a feisty team like they were. And it's a team that, although their record stinks and they're not very good, they would at least fight to the end, and they certainly did that. When you talk about these 2 wins so far in the month of December, moving forward to this game on Sunday against the Giants, you know, where's the mindset right now for you and your teammates approaching this game this week?
Well, it's kind of what Coach mentioned today, you know, just about staying on track. He told us, you know, we put ourselves in this position where we've gave ourselves a chance, you know, like you said, to extend our season, and that's what it's all about. And that was our goal way back when we first all got together for OTAs and training camp. And, you know, it's going to continue to be our goal all the way until this thing is over. So that's been our whole mindset, just staying on track, everybody. Just keep doing what we've been doing these past 2 weeks. Like you mentioned, the games that we won, we played some great football. We've came out, we've had great energy to start these games. And And ultimately, like you said, mentioned, we've been physical. You know, that's the identity of our team that we want to carry, being physical, playing, knowing what to do, playing fast and playing aggressive. And we've all been doing a great job of that. So we want to continue to do that as December moves forward.
Taywan Taylor joining us again. You know, one of the things that I was bringing up about the New York Giants, and if you're not a fan of the Giants, it's tough to keep up with all 32 teams. And most likely you probably bought into the thought process about the Giants being a very bad team, especially after they started the season 1-7. That's not this version now of the New York Giants with the way they've been playing. You know, we go back to last week, up 40-0 going into the fourth quarter. They've won 4 out of their last 5. Maybe the fans don't realize how good the Giants are. What have you learned this week through watching video and what you've been told by the coaches in preparation for the Giants?
We just, you know, coaches told us, you know, it's all about the details in this game. This is a team, like you said, they've been hungry these past few weeks. You know, they didn't start off too well like they wanted to, but these past couple of weeks they've picked it up. They figured something out, and now they're playing great football. And we are everybody, as we all know, they obviously have playmakers on both sides of the ball, so this is a great team. But we're not familiar with this team, so we just want to put an emphasis on this week of knowing the details, trying to figure out exactly who they are, because we haven't played them much, and I'm trying to figure them out. So we want to make sure that we double up on our studying this week so we can be prepared for anything that we aren't expecting on game day.
Taywan, when you look at the additions to the secondary the last 2 years, how much has that helped, you know, not only last year, but certainly this year as well with the additions, as far as, you know, improving your blocking downfield, improving your ability to run better routes, knowing that you have to be better to have success in practice? And if you can do that, which that usually translates to having success on any given Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a key part. That's critical in having success. And you know, you want to emphasize, get better at something every day, no matter if it's one thing or 10 things. And that's been my emphasis. And like you said, you mentioned the downfield blocking. I think I've improved tremendously in that area, just being able to set up my blocks and learn how to, you know, control myself going in to where I can maintain my block, stay on it, and, you know, help be a factor and contribute in our run game, because that just opens it up for us in the pass game as well. So, that's been critical. Like you said, running good routes, that's been a critical focal point of the season. So ever since we started from week one, getting better with our route details in our routes, the depth of our routes, how far we're supposed to run them, you know, the angles we're supposed to cut at, the release that we're supposed to get, seeing our defender's hand, seeing the coverage pre-snap. So it's been a lot of things that play into it. And like I said, we've all been trying to just get better at that every day.
You know, it's something that, you know, when you talk about your college days, you don't really have to deal with as much. You know, when you talk about, you know, games being centered around holidays, NFL, entirely different situation. You know, the fact that you've got games, but there's also Thanksgiving. You've got games, and, oh, by the way, there's Christmas coming up. How much from a mental standpoint of being able to deal with the normal day-to-day things in life, at the same time keeping that focus sharp as far as an upcoming game is concerned?
I focus solely on, like I said, this week, the Giants. You know, we understand that it's December, and, you know, like you said, mentioned the festivities and holidays coming around, and, you know, get your attention a little bit. But like we said, at the same time, we understand this is our job, this is business, and we're going to be prepared to play on any day, no matter what day it is. And what's the beauty of this game? It's not everybody used to play, you know, probably on Christmas Eve or be playing on Christmas, Thanksgiving, things like that. So we just try to do a good job of staying focused. And like I said, this is we're playing for something, and this is that time of the year where everything counts. And we want to make sure that we capitalize on everything that we can.
How do you put out, you know, earlier this year, you and your teammates, obviously you played in London against the Chargers. This week you're playing in the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. You know, it's the next game, and so that's why the focus needs to be there. How do you, you know, as far as the distractions of whatever city you're playing in, do you say, oh, nice, and now, all right, so now where's the game plan? What is that preparation like for you?
Oh, well, I would say that's pretty much the same. You know, every city, we know every city is different. But, you know, it's something that we can't control. You know, we can't control what we play. So, like I said, we just got to go there. And like we said, like we've been saying since week one, you know, keep, make it about us. You know, let's not make it about where we're playing at. Oh, we're going to New York. We're going to Dallas. We're going to so-and-so. We just want to make it about us and make it about the game itself. So, we try to do a good job. Like I said, and Coach, he does a good job keeping us focused, not helping us ignore the outside noise and not getting caught up in it. So I think we've been doing a good job, like I said, and we want to continue to do that for these last 2 weeks.
Taywan Taylor, join us again. All right, so before I let you go, I want to have a light moment here. You know, when I was growing up, if I have to, like, pick one or two gifts that I received at Christmas time, my all-time favorites as a kid, I was big into the space program. So Major Matt Mason, which is no longer around, because some people, like Stephen Curry, doesn't even believe we landed man on the moon. But I digress from that story. Another one was a Batmobile. So looking back and remembering your childhood, what was your favorite Christmas gift of all time?
Looking back and trying to remember, dang, that's tough because I got surprised with some things that I didn't expect and that made my Christmas those years. So let me try to reminisce here because I'm trying to think. You said the best gift?
Yeah, best gift or one that's the most memorable for you?
Well, I would have to say them. Actually, that is the best one and the most memorable gift I have ever got was when I got my first bike. It was a lowrider.
I love it.
I don't know if you know what a lowrider is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got that. That was my first bike. Woke up, wasn't expecting a bike in the first place. I wasn't expecting a bike, period, overall, and let alone a lowrider. So I woke up. Seeing that, open the gifts, la la la. We open the gifts all morning. We finish up. Mom walks around the corner. A few more things. She's bringing out gifts for my brothers and sisters, extra gifts. Like, we're going crazy. My mom comes around the corner with this bike, blue and silver chrome, decked out, lowrider. She's just looking. And I'm like, it's no way she's going to give this to one of my brothers. This has got to be mine. She looked right at me and gave it to me. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
I love it. Love it.
I ditched all my other gifts, and I just kept my lowrider.
All right.
For the rest of the time.
Taywan, we got the road game this week before wrapping up the regular season with back-to-back home games. I'm going to give you a chance to give a message to the Titans fans listening right now, you know, and as far as a chance to thank them for their, you know, obviously having your backs throughout the season and also encouraging them to come out these last two home games.
Definitely want to give a thanks to all of our fans, all of our great Titans fan supporters. We want to thank you guys, you know, for your unknowingly support all season. You know, you guys been there for us. Couldn't do it without you. And those guys, you guys are one of the reasons why we wake up and we go hard every day on game day. And I just want to tell you guys to continue to be with us, stick with us, because we're on the road right now. We're building momentum. And we're going to keep it up, and we're going to need you guys to do it. So appreciate that and tighten up.